SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
After intense pressure from the opposition, the federal government has made public its advice from its most senior legal advisor on the proposed Voice to Parliament referendum. The advice released from Solicitor General Stephen Donohue is part of a parliamentary inquiry into the proposed constitutional changes. Of particular concern is Clause 2, which would allow The Voice to make representations to Parliament and Executive Government on matters relating to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. But the Solicitor General is of the opinion the proposed amendment would enhance Australia's system of government and wouldn't pose any threat to it. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has welcomed the advice.
This puts to bed the absolute nonsense of Peter Dutton and Barnaby Joyce and all the nonsense that they've carried on with, saying that somehow recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in our constitution will lead to Anzac Day being abolished. It is complete nonsense. They are just determined to play politics with this.
The advice also suggests The Voice wouldn't impose any obligations upon the executive to follow representations of The Voice or consult with it prior to developing policy or making decisions, dismissing concerns The Voice would lead to a raft of litigation. Co-chair of the Uluru Dialogue, Megan Davis, says the scaremongering can now cease. Although the advice is not the full submission to Cabinet, and Deputy Liberal Leader Susan Lee says the opposition remains unconvinced.
This advice was written, it appears, in the last couple of days. I would like to see all of the advice, including the initial advice released. I would like to understand all of the perspectives from all of the expert opinion, because it varies, as it always does. But the most important thing Australians need to see is explanations from the Albanese government that answer the questions that we've been now patiently asking for months. How will this work in practice?
But the Prime Minister has backed the findings.
We don't release, nor do any government ever release, advice to Cabinet. People have said, and there's been speculation, unfounded by the Coalition, who, of course, should be renamed the Noalition. They said no to all the cost of living measures that we've put in place. And, of course, they've said no to a Voice for Parliament, even before the committee process has been undertaken.
Constitutional expert Anne Toomey says the only relevant advice is the most recent.
It would be a bit silly to be providing advice based on prior wording, because we really need to have the advice on the current wording that's in the actual bill and that takes into account all the developments that have happened up till now. So this is the most up-to-date advice from the Solicitor General. It is a fairly orthodox, legal, normal sort of advice that a Solicitor General would give. There's nothing particularly unusual about it.
The bill will continue to be scrutinised over the remaining month of the parliamentary inquiry. Constitutional Conservatives are proposing changes to the wording of the bill to make The Voice's limitations more clear. That's something Professor Toomey argues is legally unnecessary.
It does exactly the same thing from a legal point of view, but from a political point of view, making the words a little bit more specific might help people feel more relaxed about the provision.
But not necessarily those who drafted the wording. Mr Albanese is adamant First Nations voices must be paramount.
This is a generous and gracious offer of First Nations people to advance reconciliation in this country. And the Solicitor General's advice makes it very clear that it's legally sound, as well as, of course, former justices of the High Court, the leading legal academics in this country, and others as well have all concluded the same, consistent with this Solicitor General's advice, which is very comprehensive.
And he remains confident Australians will take up that offer in the form of a yes vote. Kira Hain, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.